guys, welcome back. I'm Lance Carter from Daily Actor. LL Cool J is like a blast of energy when you're around him. He's like a human dose of Red Bull. He was so enthusiastic about his work and life that I couldn't help but get pumped up and smile at everything he was saying. I got a chance to talk to him at Comic-Con about his chemistry with co-star Chris O'Donnell and if they hang out offset, and how he feels about doing his own stunts. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And now, here's LL Cool J.
We hear that the season starts 3 minutes after the season finale of last year.
Yeah.
And can you give us maybe a little scoop on what happens?
Well, it's really shocking what happens. It's probably nothing that anyone would expect watching the show without divulging what it is. I mean, people who don't watch the show should, because it'll be pretty cool. But it's unexpected, for sure. Very unexpected.
Do you want any tissues?
You know, a tissue or two could may be appropriate, according to your emotional temperament.
Will we see Sam in episode 2 at least?
You'll see. I think so. I think Sam will be in episode 2.
That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Your partnership with Callan was, Sam's partnership with Callan was pretty well established by the first episode. Right?
Yeah.
How did you guys create that amongst yourselves? Did you guys create a backstory?
Well, we didn't create a backstory. I mean, the backstory, obviously, Shane is dealing with that. But I think that's just about just chemistry in general. I think, when you get a room with people, if you like us sitting at this table, either there's a vibe or there isn't. You can't create a vibe. The vibe is there. You go on a blind date. The vibe is there or it isn't. And so we just kind of, we clicked. The chemistry is there. The energy is there. It made it easier. It made it easier.
Did you guys hang out any before filming?
I never met Chris before we started filming the show. I met him at the table read.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, 15, 20 minutes, we were laughing and joking, and it was like we knew each other a long time. And, I think that is the interesting thing about it. It just really clicked. I couldn't engineer it. It's not like I had a crystal ball or I was sitting around knowing that, the show was going to, we were going to be at Comic-Con in season 3. It is what it is. Like, it just happened.
So has the bromance evolved into like real?
The bromance. Oh my God. Dun, 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 dun.
So has it developed into like a real life friendship? Like keeping the bromance alive?
Yeah, we're cool. We're cool. But I mean, it's not like, Chris, we're totally different though. I mean, when Chris is on the golf course, I'm in the gym and at the studio.
Every
now and then. Every now and then, in between jelly rolls. But we're very different, but we connect and we click. And I think that's the interesting thing that we bring to the screen as well. I think that makes it kind of interesting, because it's not like, him being from, north side of Chicago and Illinois out there in that world. And I'm from New York, from New York City. So it's a different, thing that we have, but it kind of works together. 1 + 1 = 3 when you put us together.
Will we be getting any more backstory on your character this season?
You know what? I don't know. I kind of like the fact that Sam is a mystery. There are advantages to that. I get that question a lot, because right now, I guess for the last couple of seasons, we've been focusing on Callan's backstory. But, I kind of enjoy the fact that we don't know a lot about Sam. For me, it's about just bringing this role to life. I get to play a former Navy SEAL, have fun, bust my guns, jump over cars, explode, blow stuff up. So I'm good with that. If we get to find out more about Sam, cool. But I don't think we need to rush that, because hopefully we want the show to be around for a long time. And at some point, we will need somewhere to go. So, the longer we don't deal with that now, hopefully we'll be able to deal with that more later.
Between season 1 and season 2, the growth was evident, both in the terms of the cast's chemistry and in the storylines. What would you say the biggest difference between season 2 and season 3 are?
I would say that the comfort level and understanding of the technical aspects of where we need to be, when we're actually doing the scenes, that part of it, the tactical aspects of it, handling the weapons, dismantling the weapons, cleaning the weapons, those little things, you become a little bit more comfortable. comfortable and familiar with, you know, and that helps.
In terms of tone or in terms of action, are we going to see any more or less of any of that?
Well, I think that you can't win this year with what you did to win last year. I think that you kind of got to always keep it fresh and kind of approach every situation like it's a new situation. So I think that that remains to be seen. We're just going to have fun and hopefully allow the show to flow based on how people respond in the world. You know what I mean?
What's been your favorite scene to shoot so far, if you have one?
My favorite scene to shoot? Well, the other day I had I like sliding over hoods. I'm not talking about Queens, New York either. The other day I got to like slide over the trunk of like a car, like chasing this girl, and she's in the Benz, and I'm like sliding over the trunk. It was crazy. That was kind of cool. That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Yeah, I do most of them. You know, if a horse or a mule needs to kick me in the head, I'll use a stuntman, let him go into coma. But I try to do the majority of my stunts because I want people to know that I'm vested in the character, and I want to give them the real experience. You know, I wouldn't have a stunt person on stage rapping for me. You know what I'm saying? So you know, go on tour for me. You look like me. You know, so I'd rather do my stunts when I can. You know?
Was there ever a stunt that you were trying to do and it was just like really hard, like way more than you thought it would be?
I mean, you know, there's been a few. Absolutely. I mean, I had this stunt during the pilot where two cars had to crash into each other, and I had to jump up at the very last second and jump on the hood, and that was a problem. Yeah, absolutely. It's not easy. You know what I'm saying? You definitely get butterflies in your stomach. You know? Yeah, it's real.
Stop playing.
You know, he's my stylist. That's totally true. And you know, it's real. Yeah, it's real. Yeah, it's my stylist, Chris O'Donnell. Yeah. Yeah, gets me free clothes.
Oh,
yeah.
All
right.
Thanks, LL. I think I can call him that, right? And thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.